dio todos los pasos establecidos.
The council declared Maduro the winner before counting the votes. They still have not shown the election precinct results, said Salgado. The jurists also asked the International Criminal Court to issue arrest warrants for President Maduro for kidnapping and torturing Venezuelan nationals. For NPR News, I'm Kayvon Antonio Haidari in Miami.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas Department of Commerce is refuting allegations of corruption made by a former state employee. KPR's Jay Schaefer has this report.
The death of Jonathan Clayton has sparked a firestorm in state government. Clayton was the interim city clerk in Peabody who disappeared and was later found dead. The 42-year-old once worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce. On August 8th, 5 days after he was last seen alive, an email purportedly from Clayton was sent to various state officials and news outlets. According to the Kansas Reflector, the email said it was, quote, being released following the death or incapacitation of Clayton. The email accuses Commerce Secretary David Toland of scheming with other officials to direct federal grant money to certain Kansas counties. Those officials have denied any wrongdoing. I'm Jay Schaefer.
He may have suspended his campaign for the presidency, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be on the ballot in Kansas this November 5th. KSNT reports that the Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab announced yesterday in a news release that a petition submitted by Kennedy was officially approved, securing his spot on the ballot. This comes a week after Kennedy suspended his independent campaign for president and endorsed Republican nominee Donald Trump. In sports, the Houston Astros defeated the Kansas City Royals last night 3-2. They play at 6:10 this evening, and the Kansas State Wildcats host Tennessee Martin Skyhawks at 6 p.m.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. This is NPR.
We have a beautiful Labor Day weekend in store. Sunny today, highs in the mid-80s, light winds from the northeast. Sunny for tomorrow, highs again in the mid-80s, a little stronger winds from the north. And then looking ahead to Labor Day on Monday, mostly sunny and a little cooler with highs in the upper 70s. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Specialists as best they can. I like to think that when it's back on display, the jar will take on a new value. It'll be a remnant of the past, but touched by our times, too. I can imagine adding a plaque that says something like, Bronze Age jar, Southern Levant, vessel once believed to carry olive oil and wine, inadvertently broken in 2024 by a small boy who was frightened, sorry, and instantly forgiven. Restored by contemporary artisans who commend his curiosity. Ancient artifacts are finite and fragile, but as it says in Proverbs, wisdom is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare. You're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Mixmaster Music Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live Music Program with Draper Family Band, Christina Graves, and the Swallowtails at the Bottleneck in Lawrence, September 6th. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
We've got about 40 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Just ahead, about 30% of married couples in the United States don't share the same religion. That number is even higher among young couples. And now, no matter who wins the November election, there will be a couple with a mixed religious background in office. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies for most of the KPR listening area. Highs today in the mid-80s. Light winds from the northeast. Clear skies overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Sunny for tomorrow. Highs again in the mid-80s. It's 70 degrees in Emporia, 70 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Overland Park.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Who says you can't watch the radio? Right now at the KPR website, you'll find videos of many live performances that we've broadcast, including musicians from the Heartland Chamber Music Festival and Latitude 39. It's free. And it's all at live.kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from
Friend, who's 72 now, says running the drive-in is a struggle sometimes.
But that's me. I don't give up easy.
For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Montrose, Colorado.
This is NPR News.
This summer was a political whirlwind. It began right after Memorial Day when former President Donald Trump was convicted of 34 felonies. And then after that came Biden's bad debate, an assassination attempt, childless cat ladies in Mountain Dew, Biden dropping out, Kamala stepping in, coconuts, brat, and a lot of people calling each other weird. Yep, it was a lot. We look back at one truly unbelievable summer on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple. It's free, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting journalist and author Sasha Eisenberg discussing his book, The Lie Detectives, in search of a playbook for winning elections in the disinformation age. Wednesday, 7 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org.
Speaking of the Dole Institute of Politics, join me for KPR Presents tomorrow when we'll be visiting with Dole Institute Director Audrey Coleman. We'll be previewing their fall programs. We'll also hear from Kansas native Shannon Pufall. She's the author of On Swift Horses, a book about Kansas, casinos, and horse racing.
Most of my memories are of playing cards, driving in the car, and hanging out in casinos with my grandma.
A film version of On Swift Horses comes out next week. We'll talk about that book on this week's KPR Presents 1 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon on KPR2, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on KPR1. Mostly sunny skies throughout the KPR listening area. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 74 and cloudy in Chanute, 71 and sunny in Emporia, 72 here in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Antarctica to the Galapagos Islands. More at natgeoexpeditions.com/cruises. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Today on Wait, Wait, interior designer Nate Barkett stops by to play Not My Job. That's just ahead, as well as the latest NPR news coming up here on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings. Directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz.
Upended when his grade school music teacher, played by Carol Kane, becomes his new bat mitzvah student. Now playing. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, light winds from the northeast. It's 71 degrees in Manhattan, 74 in Overland Park, 73 in Topeka.
The following program was taped in front of a
political whirlwind. It began right after Memorial Day when former President Donald Trump was convicted of 34 felonies. And then after that came... Biden's bad debate, an assassination attempt, childless cat ladies in Mountain Dew, Biden dropping out, Kamala stepping in, coconuts, Brad, and a lot of people calling each other weird. Yep, it was a lot. We look back at one truly unbelievable summer on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at stonebackappliance.com, where they've got your back. Today on the next Live at Green Lady Lounge, enjoy the music of the Tim Reed Jr. Trio. Tim's a triple threat. Singer, composer, and pianist, and all those talents are on full display this week. Join us for an hour of original KC jazz with the Tim Reed Jr. Trio, live at Green Lady Lounge. That's today at 6 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR's...
Join us for Morning Edition Monday morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference next Saturday, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com. And from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event, Saturday evening, September 7th at Cider Gallery in Lawrence. Kicking off a year of planning for an annual 3-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR Station.
This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m., tickets Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. This is KPR.
I'm Jesse Thorne. John Hamm is
more at fjc.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the northeast around 5 miles per hour. It's 75 degrees in Manhattan, 74 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. John Hamm, Fund.org and NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving your legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org.
Hi.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com. And from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU Channel 11, local public television. This is KPR, local public radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel Wasilla.
Producer is Daniel Spear. We get booking help from Mara Davis. Our interstitial music is by Dan Wally, also known as DJW. Dan and I hit up Hot Tub here in Los Angeles, the great comedy show hosted by Kurt Brownaller and Kristen Schaal, and saw some great people, including past Bullseye guest Joel Kim Booster, one of the funniest dudes around. Our theme song is Huddle Formation, written and recorded by the Go Team, thanks to them and to their label Memphis Industries. Bullseye is on Instagram. We have pictures from behind the scenes and videos and more. Find us on Instagram at Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. We're also on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, and in very soon, maybe by the time you hear this, we will be on TikTok. I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
When Nathaniel Mary Quinn was 15 years old, his family abandoned him.
When everyone headed back to have lunch, I had my Walkman, and I would play Al Green's How Can You Mend a Broken Heart.
Today, he's a celebrated painter. The origins of creativity. Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRX.
Join us for To the Best of Our Knowledge tomorrow from 10 until noon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We're just 1 minute away from This American Life. Today on This American Life, rats, the one animal we can't seem to live without, even when we really, really want to. That's coming up on This American Life here on KPR. KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars. We've got a great way to make your KPR contribution go farther. Our fall membership drive begins Friday morning when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar during our Power Breakfast. Double the value of your KPR pledge Friday morning from 7 o'clock to 8:30 on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny this afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 80s. It's 79 in Atchison, 79 in Emporia, 80 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From WBZ Chicago, it's This American Life.
Good morning.